Hello everybody, KT here. Back on the mic here. I'm outside, it's midnight almost. Probably wondering why the heck am I doing this episode, or why am I even talking to you? And it's not my race predictions, I'm having that tomorrow, but this is a tough one. This is a really tough episode to go through because IG problems. I've been having some IG issues lately. I mean, by Instagram issues, and the app was frustrating. And this was the first real week of adversity I have to overcome for next week in 2019. Just a backstory. I mean, last Saturday, I was doing the word swag challenge, you know, tagging everybody. You know, giving that value I always wanted to give. And just had these unique ideas, and all of a sudden, the perfect storm happened, and it's my fault. I should have saw it coming. Was I forgot that I had installed my iPhone software update. Then I installed my IG update after. And the next day when I woke up, like, there was nothing I could do. Stories were just taking forever to load. I was half speechless. I was just saying to myself, like, come on. Yeah, I just gave up on Sunday. I'm like, let's try Monday. Nothing. Tuesday, nothing really worked in the morning. It finally uploaded it like 2 hours later, and it just, I don't know. It was bizarre. It was frustrating, man. It was just frustrating. Yesterday, I'm thinking to myself, man, we gotta get something. So I went live, I explained it, and then today it finally worked, but I learned a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things I could have done in that process to, for a lack of better words, I could have easily informed my people a little bit more quicker. That's number one. But number two, this is the first time I've had trouble with Instagram this bad. Like, last year, 2018, I didn't have any issues with Instagram. I think the only thing that killed me in 2018 was I didn't start KTTV until June. And this is on the KTTV side. Then I had a vacation. It took me a little bit to get back to my rhythm. And then, you know, September hit, and then the holidays. It was hard to get into rhythm because I started late. And this year I had a full year in my calendar. And it's been a good year so far, but it's been kind of a... Oh man, I'm not gonna lie, it's been a hit or miss here. I mean, I got the film done, but I'm still waiting for that. That held me up a little bit too. I was waiting for film content for a couple of days, and that didn't help. I don't know. I mean, that was bad. And then this happened. I haven't really finished anything. And then on vlog weeks, obviously, not gonna be till the end of March, and it's looking like with the weather, it probably won't be till early April. And I can't finish this challenge. So, I'm having a dandy of a time with tech. But, you know, the one thing I have to learn, I have to take away from this very, very, very humbling experience, is you can't let tech dictate you. You know, I didn't let it dictate me, but at the end of the day, tech won't dictate you. Only you dictate you. So I have to do a better job. I'm going to document the process a little bit better about protocols I learned. And, you know, sometimes you just got to get the post out there. I mean, even though it stinks to know that my story is my most viewed thing, I just got to get it out there. And it wasn't a lack of consistency and motivation. They were on an all-time high. When I was doing that word swag challenge, 3 days in a row, bang. That I heard something, but anyway, 3 days in a row, bang, 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 all out in a row, and you know, I'm counting my ducks in a row. Like, I'm gonna get this challenge done in the 3 weeks I expected, and then boom, reality hits, and I had everything ready. I had like 3 days ready to go, and boom, reality, and there's no point in doing anything. It's unfortunate, but that challenge is null and void. I'll see you in 2020. Try it again. I mean, that's my theory, is if I don't start it and finish it in my 3 weeks I gave it, the mission time, I guess you'd call it,
well, then I'm not redoing it. I mean, I'm not going to restart things and get my audience confused. That's just a disservice to them. They pay good amount of time. They pay time to look at my stuff. That's how I view it. So if they don't want to, they want to see something complete, I'll complete it. If not, too bad. I got to do it next time. I got to do it next year. It's just the way I roll, you know. But I've learned a lot, and I think there's some things I could do better next time problems arise. And the number one thing I should have done is I should have just diagnosed it, gave it one day, and then Monday I should have gave an update. I shouldn't have waited till last night, basically. I was running around like crazy, and I had no time to do nothing. So it's a good learning experience, and I hope you guys enjoy something out of this.